All right, we are we're speaking with Corey Mock, who is in Chicago doing a marvelous job playing a character that most people would give their, I guess, their right arm to do, and that's William Shakespeare in the marvelous production of Anne Juliet. How are you, Corey?
I'm doing great. Thank you so much for having me. It's great to talk to you.
Oh, it's just wonderful. We watched you the other night, and my wife, who loves musicals, and is the only time she is really, like, livid if they don't do songs she knows. And she didn't know any of the songs, but she didn't care. She had such a great time seeing the show.
Yeah, thank you. Thank you. We get a lot of people who come up to us afterward and say, you know, I had no idea what the show was about. I didn't know what I was walking into, and it's now become like one of their favorite musicals, which is really exciting.
It's an amazing piece of work. We were talking about it last week on the show, how it's, you know, people are saying, well, it's like Six. Well, it's not really like Six, because Six is a concert. This is a story. Yeah. And it's an unusual story in that your character, who wrote Romeo and Juliet, has a problem with his spouse who doesn't feel it was done right.
Correct. Yes. His wife wants the story to end a different way, in which Juliet does not end it all over Romeo and has some autonomy in her decisions. So there's a little bit of a back and forth the whole show between the two of them.
Okay, so let me ask you a big question. You've got a great resume and you've some amazing stuff that you've done. When you were told that you were going to have the role of William Shakespeare, okay, every actor knows what William Shakespeare wrote and supposedly wrote. And how does it feel to take on that role?
Yeah, I mean, it's interesting because, you know, I've played real people before, and I actually love playing real people. I think that my personality type and just the fact that I'm like kind of a Virgo is I really love to dive deep into like researching real people and trying to portray them to the best of my abilities. But it's interesting with Shakespeare because he wrote so much, but that's really all we know about him. I read a lot of books about Shakespeare, and usually most of the books start out with a kind of like intro, prelude to the book saying, listen, we don't know much about him. And, you know, so a lot of this book that you're about to read is strictly conjecture. And we're not totally sure if it's true or not, but take it with a grain of salt. So it's interesting that, like, really not a lot of I couldn't really do much research. There's really not a lot known. There's a lot that is, you know, imagined, and a lot that, like, really can't be proven that might be true. So there really wasn't, like, a lot I could take from, like, these books that supposedly could tell you more about the actual man. So I had the script instead to really dive into, and the way that they took, you know, those things that we do know about Shakespeare, and like the little small things that every human on earth really might know about him, is really interesting. But they also were able to concoct this character kind of out of thin air, which is so fun to play. He's an absolute clown. He's just stupid. He makes a lot of hilarious jokes and puns, as the real Shakespeare did. But I'm able to kind of, you know, create my own character as well.
It's a beautiful job. I got to tell you.
Thank you.
The way that you do it is, and the way that they put the lines in that are words of Shakespeare's and titles and get them all like interjected in there, just made it for fun. It was fun. And young people, old people, everybody around us were just excited to be there and to watch it. And here's the only thing that, you know, when people come to see this show, what do you suppose is the purpose of what they should be walking away? What should they be thinking about and learning from this show that is different?
Yeah, I mean, a lot of people think that when they come into the show, they have to know something about Shakespeare and Romeo and Juliet, but I feel like it's just like, that's just a little cherry on the cake. There's a lot of like really beautiful messaging about, women's rights and feminism and gender equality that I think that people are surprised from. And it's not done in a throw it in your face kind of way. It's a really beautiful, nuanced portrait of real people who are struggling and who just want to be able to make their own choices in their life.
Yeah.
And I think that's really what people are taking away. And also that the music's just amazing. That, no matter your age, you're bound to know a few songs. And some people, like people who are in my generation in the 30s and 40s, they literally walk away knowing every single song and singing along and jamming out in their seats. And I think that's what people take away. The music's just so good.
I tell you what, I'm 82 years old. And I felt like a kid. I was really clapping my hands, stamping my feet.
Yeah.
I was into it, man.
Here's
a big thing for our audience to know. This show is coming back. You know, a lot of people missed out on seeing it. And we just got word that Broadway in Chicago is bringing Anne Juliet back. It's going to come back on Wednesday, July 22nd. And it's going to run through August 2nd. In a much larger theater, the auditorium.
Yes, 2026, so 2 years from now. So
2 years
you got your time
now.
To get tickets. Yeah. You got some time to get tickets.
Well, the tickets are going to, I think that it's only for a short period of time, so I have a feeling tickets are going to sell out pretty fast.
Absolutely, and they're on sale now, so you better get on it.
Right, this is the thing to do. It is an amazing, amazing production. How does it feel, from your perspective? Wow, I already know that my show's going to be running in 2026.
Yeah, that's pretty awesome. That's pretty awesome, yeah.
I diddle the D in actor's life for me, if you get that kind of gig.
Yeah. That's right.
Okay, I'm so excited. And I hear about, reading some of the stuff about you, one of the things I notice is you have your singing group, a Broadway group or something. You did our shows. You've done.
Yeah. I 14 years ago in New York City, I started a company called Broadway Sings. And we basically take pop stars and we rearrange their songs for a full 14-piece orchestra. And we have Broadway performers come in and sing those new arrangements of a certain pop artist. So we'll do Broadway Sings Adele, Broadway Sings Michael Jackson, Broadway Sings Celine Dion, Broadway Sings Beyonce, Broadway Sings Taylor Swift. And you can go to New York and see these shows that pop up at the Cutting Room in downtown New York City. It's really the hot thing to do if you're in New York and you don't want to spend $1 zillion on a Broadway show. You can go and spend $30 at my concert series, BroadwaySings.com, to find out what we have coming up. We do about 8 shows a month.
Oh, very cool. That's a great thing to do, and it opens up the eyes. A lot of people who are not music theater people will go to a concert, and now all of a sudden they may hear something and say, gee, I'd like to know more, and maybe that'll get them to the theater. Maybe that will get them to go to the big theater.
That's so great you bring that up, because that's been a really fortunate part of starting this series, is that we're like Anne Juliet, bridging the gap between Broadway and pop world in kind of just a really beautiful way that's super inclusive, yeah.
Okay, and I would know one thing. Coming to Chicago, you have had unbelievable audiences, haven't you? They respond, don't they?
Oh, my God. It's been so great. But yeah, what I love about a big city like this is that we're able to hear individual reactions from audience members that we just really love. Like, people aren't afraid to laugh loudly or to cackle as hard as they can or to just start applauding a line or a song. And that's what we really love about an audience that, you know, is not afraid to make themselves known.
Well, I thank you for joining us. Your show was, you know, watching you was really great. Now, normally I deliver a coffee mug, and since you're probably going to be on the road, but we'll get a coffee mug to you, so you'll have a little remembrance of our conversation.
Oh, my gosh. I would love that. Thank you so much.
All right, so we'll get your address, and wherever you're going to be on the road, we'll get it shipped to you. And thank you, and I can't wait to see you next year in 2026. We're going to come back and see you again.
That's right. I'll see you then.
All right. Thank you.